Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, February 27th, the Roman Show. We are live from South Florida. We have a phenomenal show lined up for you with World Series of Fighting fighter Josh Berkman, who fights Aaron Simpson, who was released by the UFC. He'll be on the program. Also joining us, Ulysses Gomez, who was recently released from the UFC. Also joining us, Mikey Ruckus. Mikey Ruckus helped us put together the official theme song of the Roman Show. You're going to listen to it tonight here for the very first time. I am pumped, man. Jonathan King, all the way from California, will be joining us to let us know how everything went down for UFC 157 with Ronda Rousey and Liz Carmouche. I believe he was at the area, so he's going to let us know as far as the atmosphere and so forth. Lastly, we're going to have, well, almost last, George Masvidal, who just got recently signed to the UFC. He is a Miami fighter, a YouTube sensation at one point, but now it seems he has got a lot of respect in the mixed martial arts community. In fact, he even got a title shot against Gilbert Melendez. We're going to talk about Masvidal going into the UFC and how he feels going to the big show at last. And lastly, Alana Jones, who fights this Saturday at CFA 10, will be joining us. She fights Kelsey DeSantis, who has been highly promoted and has actually predicted to win the women's tournament at CFA 10 with $20,000 on the line and the CFA featherweight women's title on the line. But enough of the talking. Let's go straight to the music. Let's straight to the opening and let's start this thing tonight. I'm pumped. Guillermo is joining me on the other end. I'm telling you, man, the opening is absolutely awesome. Here we go.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered.
head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
A little Scorpions there, it will rock you like a hurricane. That, let me tell you, Guillermo, if I were to be a fighter, I would love to come out to that song. That song is awesome. I love Rock You Like a Hurricane. How about you, dude?
Yeah, I mean, like, if your nickname was Hurricane, I guess that would make sense. And there's actually one guy who does have the nickname Hurricane, Gilbert Ivels, which we've had on the show before. So that would make a lot of sense for him.
It would make a lot of sense. Well, let me just tell you that we have a lot of things here. If you want to follow the action, follow us on Twitter. That's at RomanDH. Tweet us there, hashtag RomanShow. We'll read some of your comments, some of your questions for our guests, or whatnot, as we are waiting the phone call of Josh Berkman, who fights the World Series of Fighting. They're headed to their second show. They signed a big deal with NBC Sports, and they're going to be showing the event March 23rd from Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Revel Atlantic City. And again, it's going to be airing live on NBC Sports Network. They got Jay-Z Calvacante versus Justin Gaethje, Dave Vance versus Thalo Fuho, Josh Berkman versus Aaron Simpson, Marlon Morales versus Tyson Nam, Andrew Orlovsky versus Anthony Johnson. You know, Jim, before we, as we await the phone call here with Josh Berkman, a lot of these guys that are getting cut from the UFC, it seems that World Series of Fighting is wasting their time and picking them up. Bellator, from what we understand, I think you and I were having a discussion. They're not doing anything too much about these guys because they want to set themselves apart. They don't want what the UFC had.
Yeah, I mean, Bellator doesn't want to be the home of second-rate UFC fighters. They want to develop younger talent and create their own stars. That's why they keep on pulling people from where the UFC normally doesn't pull people. UFC normally gets guys from Canada, Brazil, the United States, places like that. Whereas Bellator's been pulling a lot of Russian people, a lot of Eastern European people from different places out there. So they're trying to develop their own talent, and they're trying to get people from the regional scene here in the U.S. that the UFC is not targeted.
Yeah, they're definitely setting out to that different area that the UFC is not targeting, like you said. And I remember speaking to Bjorn Rebney and he said that that's the same thing. That we want to set ourselves apart. We don't want to compete with the UFC. We are not competition. We are something completely different. Although they are competing for one guy, and that's Eddie Alvarez, that his contract came up. We haven't really heard anything yet, though. And you know, you got to figure as a fighter how frustrating that must be. Because here you are, you're training 24/7. You want to fight, but you can't because of legal issues. You know, I had the opportunity of actually speaking to the attorney of Eddie Alvarez. We're working hard on possibly getting him on the show, but he was telling us that it's a battle. It's a battle trying to get Eddie what he wants. Obviously, he wants to go to the UFC, but Bellator wants to keep him. And it was just a story not too long ago that I read that Bjorn, if they get to keep Eddie, he'd like to see Michael Chandler and Eddie Alvarez in a pay-per-view fight. It would be the first pay-per-view for Bellator. Do you think they will succeed in that in that area, Guillermo?
I don't think Eddie Alvarez will end up fighting in Bellator. Like I said, from what I read in various law articles about this situation, is that if Eddie Alvarez loses the court case, it doesn't mean that he goes back to Bellator. It just means that he has to pay Bellator damages, and then he can move on to any company he wants. So if he's going to have to pay Bellator damages, do you think he's going to want to sign with them? He's probably going to hate their guts.
Yeah, but let's say, hypothetically speaking, let's see if Bellator does fight to keep him and he stays on board. You think it's a smart move for Bellator to venture into the pay-per-view area?
Well, I'm not worried about the Bellator and the pay-per-view. I'm worried about Bellator in general. I mean, this is a problem with growing your own talent like Bellator wants to do. That talent all wants to end up in the UFC one day. They don't view as Bellator as an equal to the UFC, even though Bellator would like to be thought of that way. So what happens is you grow all these talents, and they become stars in their own right, and then the UFC wants them, and you think they're going to turn down the UFC, and then you're going to end up with situations like this over and over again. Like we almost had it with the Lombard, when he was a free agent, except that the UFC offered so much money and Bellator wasn't in business with Viacom yet that they couldn't afford him. But now that they got Viacom behind them, they're going to be disputing a lot more of these UFC contracts that are out there, and they're going to be trying to match more of them. We might end up with even more of these situations. That's why this court case is so important, because what happens in this court case will determine what happens with all these other guys that Bellator grows and then want to go to UFC. Whatever happens, whatever this decision is, will pretty much decide what's going to happen for all future fighters.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be quite interesting with that. Hey, on a side note, Guillermo, I want to mention we were out there at the S1 United Striking Alliance event where it featured some kickboxing talent, and unfortunately they had some issues there with the ring. It was pretty tough to see because at the end of the fight, the main event, the ring actually when they were trying to set it up, it actually gave out. For some reason, I guess they couldn't put it together. The show was scheduled to start at 8. It started close to 9, and the main event featured Valentin Overeem's brother, and two fighters in the ring, which is very dangerous. They actually fell through the ropes, and they landed on the concrete floor, which was dangerous, very, very dangerous. My hat's off to those guys for going in there and battling it out in that ring, although the fight was decided to be a no disqualification. But pretty dangerous stuff. It reminds me of stuff we see like in Japan, you know, where the guys would go crazy and fall into the stands and to the fans and all of that stuff. But pretty dangerous stuff. Hopefully next time around, things are better for that promotion and they get things around, because it was pretty cool actually to see some of the big kickboxing here in South Florida. Remind you guys that we will be giving away free tickets to CFA 10 this Saturday. In fact, if you can't make it, if you don't live in South Florida, don't worry about it. You can catch it live on ustream.com/CFA Fights. You can purchase the pay-per-view for less than $8. Not bad. Very, very cheap. So this Saturday night, watch CFA fights. Don't miss it, guys. And if you're in the area again, we're giving away free tickets. We're going to go with that same. We're going to now go to the question, who was our second guest on the Roman Show? Our second guest on the Roman Show, tweet the answer or email the answer, and we'll get you covered with a pair of tickets to Saturday's show at the Bank United Center, where right now the Miami Hurricanes are playing, right?
Well, who's playing?
The Miami Hurricanes. They're
playing there right now. I'm actually I've been watching the game. They're up by 26 points, so looks like they're going to be on a little bit of a roll here going into Duke on Saturday. That's going to be a real important one.
So if they defeat Duke, do they have a high chance of getting back to first place or at least second place?
Well, they never made it to the number one ranking. They were number two.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, well, what happened is, like, I don't know if you saw it, but yesterday number one Indiana lost. And who knows what's going to happen between today and Saturday. Maybe the number two, three, or four team will lose. But if we beat Duke in Duke, we're for sure going to be top three. It's just a matter of whether we're going to be two or one. Beating Duke in Duke will be a huge statement because that's not an easy thing to do at all. So if we can beat them over there, for sure we'll be in the top three, no doubt about it.
That's right. Well, as we await the phone call here, Josh Bergman to fight the World Series of Fighting. He gets called at 8:35. It's a little late, I guess. I want to talk to you about the UFC 157, Ronda Rousey, Iskar Muc. For a moment there, Rousey had some stiff competition as Carmouche had her working hard on getting a rear naked choke. But eventually, Rousey came on top and once again defeated her opponent via armbar. You know, when is someone just going to figure out how to stop Rousey with her armbar, man? Or is she just that strong, you know?
Well, like I said, the problem is most people see an armbar coming from, like, three different ways, and they know how to defend those three different ways. But armbar, she's got, like, 10, 15 different ways to get the armbar from all sorts of different positions you normally don't see it from. And so that's what the problem is. Like, you need somebody who's trained to stop all 15 of those ways and be, you know, experienced enough to recognize when she's going to switch from one way to the other to the other to the other. You know, you got to be able to, like, think as fast as Ronda does. And that's hard because she's been doing it her whole life for 20-plus years, and most of these people have been doing jiu-jitsu for no more than 5 to 10 years. And so it's just very, very difficult. Plus, she comes from a judo background, and most of these people are training jiu-jitsu. And, you know, probably in judo, there's maybe a couple ways that you don't see in jiu-jitsu. So that just makes it real hard. And, you know, I'm sure that Ronda has all sorts of other submissions, too, that we haven't seen. So even if you defend the armbar, I'm sure Ronda's got a rear naked choke or a triangle choke or any of those. So, you know, it makes it really hard.
Yeah, she really is phenomenal. I'm sure you've seen that picture, that image that has Rousey looking at a wall and it has all the arms that she's collected throughout her victories. Have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't.
No, it's pretty quite funny, man. She has an arm in her hand and then she's putting up another arm on her wall of arms that she has collected. Hey, I was looking here at some of the Facebook MMA discussions. They're on Facebook and they're pretty accurate. Someone brought up the point here, and now stepping out of the UFC 157, but with all these cuts happening at the UFC, someone put out a good point here. If JDS were to destroy Overeem, could he be next? As word got out that the UFC is looking to cut 100 fighters from the roster. You think they'll get rid of Overeem?
It depends on a few things, like, you know, how the fight ends. Like, if you say he just gets destroyed, you know, whether Overeem tests positive for something again, you know, something like that. It's possible. I mean, they pay Overeem so much money that if he's losing, he wouldn't be worth it. But I think he wouldn't get cut after this loss because JDS is a top-level opponent. But if you were to lose a third in a row, I could definitely see that. Because the UFC is paying an obscene amount of money for him, plus pay-per-view percentage as well. And if he's losing, and if he's never going to threaten for a title, if he's just going to be on the mid-card or the bottom of the card, he's just not worth it.
Yeah, and you got also on the news with Alistair, he's clean. He came back, his results came back clean. He has low testosterone. He came out all right, man.
Well, actually, yeah, that's what's interesting about it. He didn't come out like normal testosterone. He came out below average, below what a normal man has. Now, a lot of people always say that if you've done steroids before, that's what ends up happening. You end up with low testosterone, and that's how you get these guys getting a TRT exemption because they have low testosterone. So technically, if Al Strobring asked for, a TRT exemption, he has the right percentage of testosterone right now to request that. But I've heard from different athletic commissions that if you've tested positive for a steroid before or for high testosterone or whatever it may be, that they won't grant you that exemption because you've cheated before. So, yeah, that's a pretty interesting news that he's below,
Real interesting stuff to hear that he is coming up below. And you can see it in his body, man. He just wasn't that muscular, dude. He really wasn't.
Yeah, he didn't look like the normal Al Strobring that we've seen over the last couple of years. And that probably gets come from the fact that he knew if he tested positive again, he would definitely be let go. So, yeah, he's got to avoid that.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. And now, but he has to win, though. I mean, especially with the Black Indians camp. I know we had Deion Staring last time here on the show and saying that they all back each other up. But, the Black Indians camp, they haven't been doing too well as far as victories.
Bill Ford lost a fight this weekend for them, so...
Yeah, it's not
going very well for them. Hopefully they can turn it around because, the credibility of their camp doesn't look good when all your fighters are losing when they previously had been winning a lot, So, yeah, we'll see how that turns out. But they got a few big matches, with Overeem and JDS, and Dana White was hinting about Rashad Evans fighting Dan Henderson maybe in the future. So, yeah, so they've got opportunities to make up for it. They just got to show their best.
That's right. All right, let's go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with more on the Roman Show. Again, we're waiting Josh Perkin. I'm not sure if he's going to call. Let's get it at 9 at 8:35. However, we will be reaching out to Ulises Gomez in just a little bit, and followed by George Masvidal and Alana Jones, who fights at TFA 10. We'll be right back after this small break.
Check it out. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
Hey, what's up? This is Brett the Grim Rogers listening to The Roman Show.
All right, Jim, we're back here on The Roman Show. We are awaiting the phone call of Mikey Ruckus, who is going to help us unveil the Roman Show theme song. I'm pumped, man. Guillermo, just think about Batman and the Roman Show, and that is what you're going to get here tonight. That's going to be the theme song from on. I'm pumped, and shoot, I can't wait to shoot the video, man. It is going to be awesome, and trust you me, everyone that's going to listen to this thing, you're going to want to go out there and fight. I'll tell you that much. And I want to give a very special thank you to Mikey Ruckus for producing and putting this whole thing together. Very, very, very kind of him for helping us out. And he'll be calling in just a few minutes, and then we'll be reaching out to you, Ethan Gomez. Guillermo, let's also talk about Henderson and Machida at UFC 157. Guillermo, I know you're a big Machida fan, but I was on my phone half the time there.
Well, I mean, you know, this was a perfect Machida fight, basically. Like, he did exactly what he wanted to do. He hit Henderson, but did not get hit himself. And usually Machida, the way that it works for him is he'll win a decision on points unless you make a critical error, and in that case, he will knock you out. Henderson did not make a critical error, but he did not do anything else, pretty much. Like, he hardly hit Machida at all other than with a few leg kicks. So Machida basically did what he wanted to do. He hit Henderson with knees, kicks, counter punches. It's just that Henderson did not make that one big mistake where he left his chin wide open to get hit by Machida. He didn't bum rush Machida, which is a mistake that a lot of people make. You rush Machida like that, like Brian Bader did, you end up knocked out. Henderson played it cautious, and he ended up losing a decision, which is kind of like the trap with Machida. You're either going to lose a decision or you're going to get knocked out. You got to pick your poison. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Unless you have great footwork, it's hard to compete against Machida. And Henderson showed how slow he is at his current age.
Yeah, and I must agree with you on that because I didn't see the Dan Henderson that we've seen. I didn't even see any takedown. I think it was like till the second or even the late third round, he went for a takedown. I thought Machida do a takedown in the first round. But
you got to think about it, Roman. When was the last time that Dan Henderson even tried a takedown? Think back how many fights. He's abandoned his wrestling at least 3 to 5 years ago, at least. Even though he had this wrestling background, all he does is try to land a big right hand. That's all he's been doing for the last few years. He's given up on his wrestling. Actually, he gets taken down way more than he takes down his opponents. Think about the Jake Shields fight. I mean, he spent four rounds on his back, essentially, and lost the decision. You know, so, Henderson really abandoned the wrestling game. People keep on bringing up, but the wrestling. I'm like, it's like Rashad Evans for a few years, though. Rashad forgot all about his wrestling. You know,
yeah.
And he fell in love with the punching after he knocked out Liddell. He gave up on taking down people. Now he's gone back to it a bit more recently because he's been losing. But But, yeah, that's what happens to a lot of wrestlers. They fall in love with the big knockout, and they forget all about where they came from.
And it's funny you mentioned Rashad, because Dana White said that Rashad could be fighting Hendo next, and not Shogun.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Like I said, two guys who abandoned their wrestling to strike him. But Rashad's gone back to his wrestling a bit more. I don't think Henderson will. He's, you know, I don't think you can teach this old dog any new tricks anymore. I think that he's set in his ways. You know, I think he's going to do what he's going to do. He wants to put on exciting fights for the fans. And I think that's what his goal is for the rest of his career. Because it doesn't look now like he's going to be getting a title shot unless he gets a couple of big victories here.
Yep. And speaking of which, many people are just upset at the whole lining up of the rankings that the UFC has. That they're just not sticking to it. Just take, for example, Jose Aldo, Anthony Pettis. You know, Aldo wins, Pettis text messages Dana White, and boom, they set up the fight. Now, Aldo didn't want to fight Pettis because he thought he didn't deserve it. So then he came to an agreement. Okay, well, I'll fight Pettis if you let me then after, if I beat him, go on to the lightweight and get a title shot at the lightweight against against Benson Henderson. So
if he wins against Gilbert,
And of course, if he defeats Bill Melendez. People are upset at this stuff, but people don't understand that MMA is a business like anything else. So people want to see exciting fights, hence Jones and Chael Sonnen. I mean, on paper, why have that fight? It doesn't make any sense if you stick to the rankings. But if we go back to the past, you know, Chael Sonnen has been talking all the smack against Jones, although we haven't been seeing it too much of the Ultimate Fighter. So entertainment-wise, it makes sense. But MMA fans are upset at this. And Guillermo, I don't know where you stand at this, but I'll tell you this much. People want to see entertainment, man. And this is what I talked to you about, the Machida. And some people, oh, you don't know MMA and blah, blah, blah. But listen, we've seen Machida. We know what Machida is capable of doing. We know his front kick. We know his punches. We know what he is able to do. And sure, he fought this fight conservatively. But people want to see a fight, man. They just don't want to see people running around the cage.
Well, you know, going back to your original point about the whole Aldo Pettis thing, like, I don't mind Aldo Pettis. I don't mind Aldo fighting the lightweight champ. I don't mind Frank Gaither coming down to fight Aldo. I don't mind all that. I do mind Chael Sonnen against John Jones. This is the reason why. I can argue that Pettis is a bigger challenge to Aldo than anybody else in that division. I can argue that Aldo is a bigger threat to Henderson than anybody else in the lightweight division. I cannot argue that Chael Sonnen is a bigger threat to John Jones than anyone in the light heavyweight division. I cannot argue that. That's the problem that I got with it. As long as I believe that this challenger can take out the champ, I'm okay with it. But I don't have any reason to believe that Chael Sonnen is going to take out John Jones, none whatsoever. So that's the beef that I got with the matchmaking. I don't mind this so much what's going on with the featherweight and lightweight division. I don't mind it so much. Because I really believe that Pettis is more of a threat to Aldo than Lamas or than Chan Sung Young or than Cub Swanson or who have you. That's the reason why I'm okay with it. And the other way around, I believe Aldo is a bigger threat to Ben Henderson than, you know, Gray Maynard or any of these other guys at lightweight. So that's just my beef with that. Now, going back to Machida, like, Machida is a big threat to John Jones. He's the only guy to take a round from John Jones. He had John Jones all sorts of confused in that first round against each other. On paper, Machida is the biggest threat to John Jones on paper. So I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm okay with that. The only other person who might be a threat to John Jones at this point is maybe Alexander Gustafsson, or if you put a few wins together, maybe Phil Davis. But then that's about it. I mean, it's not a long list. And as of, like, right now, Machida, I would say, is definitely the biggest threat, and I think he's earned the shot.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, let's go to a quick break, and we're going to come back with Ulysses Gomez here on The Roman Show. Stay tuned. Remember, guys, tweet us, at RomanDH. We'll be right back with more on the show. If you want to interact, feel free to call in, 714-868-0222. We'll be right back, guys.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Well, that sexy voice, I don't think no one wants to disappoint that young lady. All right, let's reach out to Ulysses Gomez. He was just released out of the UFC. He doesn't want to talk about how he feels about it, but he does want to talk about as far how he feels what he's going to do in the future. So we'll be talking to him about that and obviously some of his competition we're looking forward to.
Hello.
Hello, Ulysses.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, my man. How are you, man? Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, dude?
Good, good. Just got done eating some food.
Awesome, man. What were you enjoying this evening, man? What were you eating?
My mother-in-law made chicken and peas. Had some of that with some ice cream.
So, an ice cream. All right. Well,
I got to have my dessert now while I can.
Now, let us talk about that because, obviously, you know, you were let go of the UFC with some unfortunate news on your end, but you have been teasing there on Facebook and on the internet and on social media as far as your next step. What is in the works for you, man? When the UFC let you go, did your manager start working for you, trying to get you some fights?
You know, it's kind of interesting. After I got released, it wasn't that hard for a manager to kind of give me fights because people were already kind of hitting me up right away, you know? Like, literally, probably about an hour or two after I officially got released, you know, I had messages on Facebook and Twitter from different promotions, you know? So that was cool, you know? Made my manager's job easy. He didn't have to go chase people down. He didn't have to chase people down real quick. The only thing was now we're just trying to post his offers and see which one's the best one.
Now I'm sure that as a fighter, even though you're a girlfriend of the UFC, that kind of boosted up your self-esteem as a fighter because shoot, you know, at least I'm still wanted. I know I'm a fighter and I can still do this because you know you hear with the UFC to let you go and I'm sure it was very it put you down a little bit. But when you heard these phone calls, it kind of brightened you up.
You know, me getting released by the UFC didn't really like put me down as more as like gave me motivation. You know, it sucks. You know, not. Even with the UFC no more because they were like, of all the shows I fought for, they were the most legit, you know, like everything is a machine, you know, like you come in a certain day, you know, and they take care of everything, you know, so I felt like, you know, that was the only downside was that, you know, the not be able to fight for such a great organization as the UFC, you know, that's the downside, but I took it as motivation that, you know, I made it to the UFC, you know, I didn't accomplish the goals that I set out, but I know I can get there and I know I have what it takes to accomplish those goals, you know, so it kind of gave me like, okay, like, you know what it takes, you have what it takes, and let's get it done.
Great, and you say it did give you motivation, so are you training extra harder now?
No, I'm training smarter, you know, I fought last Saturday, not the one that just passed, the one before the 16th, and I was in the gym, you know, Monday, so 2 days later, I was in the gym, you know, working on my skill sets. As far as training harder, like, you know, you could dig a hole outside in the sun for 8 hours and be tired, you know, but that's not going to make you a better fighter, you know. So I'm just constantly trying to work on my skill set and get myself, you know, where I need to be. I think I kind of did that, you know, because if you look at when I fought John Moraga in August and I got knocked out, it was pretty bad knockout, you know. And then you look at my last fight, you're like, well, this is the same guy, you know, so I made a lot of improvements in those 6 months, you know, so. I'm really looking forward to see what the next 6 months hold.
And with that said, Ulysses, have you heard word as far as you're going to be signed to a specific promotion or if you're just kind of scouting around or waiting for the right deal?
I've been offered by, Pandemonium hit me up. I got offered by this show called Warfare in South Carolina. I got offered by... the show in Ireland, I forget what it's called. I think it's CFP I forgot the exact initials. They sent me an email this morning, you know. So, I mean, I've had a lot of different, you know. Say it again? No, it's an Iron. I forget what it's called.
Oh.
It's an Iron, though. Cage Warriors, something. But, I mean, I got a lot of offers, you know, and those are just the ones that I remember off the top of my head. You know, but ultimately, you know, it's up to my managers. They're going to, you know, look at what's the best fight, you know, the best promotion, the best payday, and ultimately, you know, I gotta get back on the winning streak, you know. So, we like to lose, you know, and I have won. So,
gotcha, Guillermo.
Yeah, Elise's, you know, before the UFC opened up a flyweight division, it was all Toxie Palace fighting championships, but unfortunately, they're not around anymore. I mean, do you see any promotions that are concentrating on flyweight, or are you going to have to move up to bantamweight? What's going to happen?
No, there are promotions that work with flyweight. Legacy in Texas, they have a couple of flyweight guys over there. They have Wilkin Bozzano, my buddy Joseph Shambles, he fights for them. Joseph also fights in CFA, the one that just had and that's the show in Florida, you know. So there's a lot of promotions that are starting, you know, the flyweight division or kind of dabbling in it a little bit. I prefer to fight a flyweight. I will go up at 35 if I have to, depending on the matchup or the pay or that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But I mean, ultimately, I know at 25 is where I belong. So kind of is what it is.
Yeah, now, you fought for Bellator Fighting Championships before. Would you be willing to take a bantamweight tournament slot if they offered one to you?
You know, that's a tricky question. I would, because, you know, I think Bellator is a great tournament, you know what I mean? And, you know, winning that tournament is very tough. You know, it's three fights in, you know, roughly, 10, 12 weeks maybe? But I know ultimately, like, my place is at 125. I know, you know, before I got signed with UFC, I was two fights, maybe three fights away from being the number one guy in the world at 125. At 35, there's probably like 10 fights, you know, for me to work my way up and all that stuff. And, you know, when I started the sport, it was to be the best, you know, and I almost got there at 125, and I'm about to turn 30, so for me to start all over at 135 would be kind of hard, you know.
Right. Well, were you extremely disappointed to hear about the demise of Taji Powell's fighting championship since you fought there so many times?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks. You know, I mean, when they closed the doors on Taji, you know, it's, I mean, I've been fighting there since 2008. You know, I've had 13 pro fights and 10 of them from Taji Powell. So, I mean, you know, it was unfortunate, you know, how it went down, you know, but, you know, hopefully there'll be another show that can fill that void because it gave me the opportunity to work on my skill set, you know. And, you know, I think that's important, you know. Not every fighter can go right to the UFC and make a splash. You know, you got to work yourself in the regional shows, and Tachi was probably, in my opinion, the best regional show they had.
Yeah, I completely agree with you now. You know, looking over your record, you got 9 victories, 7 by submission, 2 by decision, but no knockouts. Is that a part of the game that you're working on all the time?
Well, that was the thing, you know, for this fight, you know, I wanted to keep on the feet. I think if you look at my last fight, I got knocked out before I fought Phil. Phil got submitted, so you think that me being a jiu-jitsu guy, me just getting knocked out would try to take him down right away. So I concentrated a lot on my striking, and I think it kind of threw him off a little bit. In hindsight, maybe I should have took him down and submitted him, but I felt fine on the feet, and I feel like I had anything to worry about, so I kept on the feet. You know, I thought I won the fight. I thought I would judge the decision, but I didn't. So maybe I should have took him down and worked more on my jiu-jitsu. That's what I'm good at. But, you know, I'm a work in progress. You know, I'm never, you know, I'm this isn't a finished product by any means.
Hey, Elise, I want to talk to you because your brother's a big a soccer player, right? Hercules Gomez?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? And by any chance, have you used some of their soccer training techniques in your MMA training?
Well, I mean, what do you want to know? I mean, as far as using soccer, I mean, I kicked the guy on the leg a whole bunch of times, and so, you know, other than that, you know, soccer does a lot with footwork and angles. I use a little bit of it in my fights, you know, but, you know, the only thing that can make you a better fighter is actually training fighting. You know? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's soccer, football, whatever. And you got to be in the gym working on your jiu-jitsu and your box and that kind of stuff, you know?
Now, do you play soccer yourself just for the heck of it, or use it for cardio?
I played when I was, like, I played until like I was like 12 or 13, but I sucked, man. Well, everybody says I was good. My dad said I was good, but he's never going to tell me I suck. But, you know, it's kind of hard, you know. I mean, my brother played in the World Cup. He's on the U.S. national team, so it's kind of hard. And I'm very competitive. You know, I'm 29, he's 30. We're 13 months apart, so we would always, you know, get in fights. You know, we're very competitive, and I didn't like losing to him. Didn't matter if it was soccer, you know, checkers or video games. You know, we'd always get in a fight because of it. So I figured, you know, if I can't beat him in soccer, I'll just learn how to beat him up. So I just started fighting MMA.
Now, do you often go out and see him play at he's playing out with the with the Kansas City Wizards, the Puebla FC, obviously the, you know, the U.S. national team. But do you go out there and support him, and does he go out and see you fight as well?
He's actually in Mexico right now playing for Santos Laguna, so I really get a chance to watch him because it's kind of hard for me to make it down there to Mexico because, you know, I got a newborn son. But he's been in one of my fights. He's been in one of my fights, and he cornered me in that fight. It was when I fought Ramos Sandit. So I just wanted him because he was packing, so he was kind of nervous, you know, before the fight. And I was like, dude, I was like, you're not the one that's fighting. You're just watching. Don't worry about it. Just sit back and enjoy the show, you know. But he understands that he's trained with us before, done some of our strength and conditioning circuits, and he understands what we go through, and I understand what he goes through, you know. He says that he can never do what I do as far as fighting. And I say I can never do what he does as far as playing soccer. Not because soccer is a terrible sport. I think it's a great sport. I think I'm married or going to be married. You know, I got a wife, a kid. We have a house. You know, my mom lives 50, 20 minutes away from me. So whenever I want to see her, I can see my family, all that good stuff. You know, my brother, you know, he lives in Mexico. He doesn't have a girlfriend. He has no immediate family over there. And for me, I couldn't do that. You know, he could step in the cage because for him, you know, physically, yeah, that's not what he wants to do. But I couldn't, like, live away from my family. And that's not what I signed up for, you know. So, I mean, I guess every sport has their pros and cons.
Right. Well, knowing that both your parents are from Mexico and you being a Mexican and have black Mexican in your blood, what can you tell us about some of the fighters that come from Mexico or that are born to Mexican families? You think we're going to see a lot more? Obviously, you know, we got Cain Velasquez, who's of Mexican descent. You know, he was born here in the States, but his parents are from Mexico. But tell me about the Hispanics, man, and in MMA. Are we going to get to see some more?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially once the UFC starts pushing the lower weight classes, 125, 135, you're going to get a lot more Hispanics going there and fighting. Not just Mexicans, you know, you got Puerto Ricans, you know, Colombians, all the good stuff, you know. As far as the Mexicans that we have right now in the game, you know, you got Eric Perez, you know, he's 4-0 in the UFC, you know, all first round finishes. Look at Cisco Rivera, you know, he fights at 135. I think he's on 3-5 win streak in the UFC. You know, he's a tough guy, you know, and I would love to see Cisco and Eric, the coaches on the Ultimate Fighter, if they ever have the Ultimate Fighter in Mexico, you know, because you got two guys, you know, that from, you know, that are Mexican descent, you know, that speak Spanish at the same as that weight class, that both like to trade, you know, so it seems like it's a real logical choice for me. You always got Candy, I mean, you know, the first Hispanic heavyweight to win a world title. A combat sport, you know, that's always nice, you know what I mean?
A big plus. Well, Ulysses, man, thanks very much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go, dude?
No, man, I just want to give you guys I just want to say thanks to you guys for giving me the opportunity to, you know, speak my mind, you know. It's always weird, you know, got released, everybody wants to kind of hear your opinion, but they want to hear your opinion, to say something that's controversial. I mean, but it's always nice to talk to you guys and kind of lay everything on the line and, you know, say what I have to say. You don't have to worry about it getting taken in the wrong context, you know?
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man, and that's what we want to give you this opportunity. But by the way, did you really truly find out, because someone ran that, did you really truly find out that you were cut by the UFC because of a tweet? Is that accurate?
I wasn't cut because of a tweet. I found out through Twitter, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You found out through Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you really found out.
Yeah, that was true. You know, what happened was I was driving to the gym last Wednesday, and I had talked to my buddy Jay Haran, who got released same as the guy I did. But I talked to him the night before, and he kind of told me that he got released. We were talking a little bit, you know. And then I'm driving to the gym. I think I just got to the gym, and I was checking my Twitter before I started my workout. And Ariel Helwani posted, you know, 65 got released, you know. John Fitch and 15 others. So I was like, oh, to me being nosy, I don't know why. I clicked on it, and I'm reading the article. It says, Falling Fires got released, John Fitch, and says a whole bunch of people's names, and my name was the last one on the list, and I was like, what, I got released? I was like, what? So, all right, I tweeted Ariel Helwani. He's one of my friends, and I was like, hey, I was like, is this serious? Like, did I really get released? Because I haven't heard anything about it. I asked my manager. He says he's working on it right now. He hasn't heard anything. I guess he got a hold of some UFC. I don't know if it was Sean Shelby or Joe Silva or who, but they confirmed that I got released. It kind of hurt, you know what I mean? Finding online that you got released, but at the same time, I understand it's a business. They don't owe me anything. You know, they gave me the opportunity to fight in front of 100,000 people, not once but twice, you know, and it was my own fault that I came up short. You know, I didn't win, so I understand, you know, why I got cut. And then the next day, Dana kind of posted, you know, or made a video apologizing to all the fighters, and I appreciated that for what Dana said, you know. I don't think he owed anybody an apology. You know, it's his business. He can run how he wants. He didn't owe me an apology for nothing, but I really appreciate, you know. And he seemed genuine about it, you know. And it also was a business decision, you know. I had my chance to win two fights in the UFC, and I didn't, you know. And now it's time to give someone else their chance, you know. I can't complain, you know. So it's all good.
Well, Ulysses, and I know you'll get back in there. Just keep working hard at it, dude. Ulysses, thanks so much for joining us, man. Good luck. Keep it going. And surely, I'm sure we'll see you back in the UFC, dude. Good luck with that.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, my man. There you heard it, guys. Ulysses just recently released by the UFC, Ulysses Gomez. And, you know, well wishes to him, I'm sure. And, you know, you heard it from him, Guillermo. He's going to work hard. He's going to train smart. And just a couple of wins, and he could get right back into the big show again. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 29 years old, so he's just entering the prime of his career. And the UFC's only got 15 flyweights as of this moment. They need more people in that to make that division competitive for people to get interested in it. Because when you only have 15 fighters, you know, not every card is going to have a flyweight fight. It's going to be out of every two or three cards that's going to have one flyweight fight. How are you supposed to get people in that interested in that division if you don't have at least one flyweight fight every card? You know, and so they need more people. And if he can get a couple of victories, he'll be right back in there.
That's right. All right, Guillermo, let's bring in Mikey Ruckus right now, who's joining us. Mikey, how are you, my man?
Doing good, Double R. How are you?
Absolutely awesome, man. Mikey, I'm pumped because I'm ready to let the world hear this Roman Show theme song. I am pumped, dude. When I listen, Guillermo has to listen to it, too. So he's going to be... He's going to be one of the folks that will be listening to this first time. Mikey, just let the people know, first and foremost, how you came up with this idea. What inspired you to represent the Roman Show with a theme song?
Well, you know, it's in a way, it's a little bit of kind of giving back. You had me on the show a long time ago, right when I was very just getting started with doing what I do and making custom theme music for mixed martial arts fighters and MMA businesses around the world. There weren't too many people that were listening to me when I first came into the game because nobody knew who I was. And, so those that have actually extended a handout and helped me along the way, I've decided to kind of give back. So had this little thing where I've reached out with a couple of radio shows and kind of given back and kind of had some fun with it. So I basically said, you know, what was your favorite either movie theme song or your favorite cartoon theme song or even a video game theme song, and you had suggested The Dark Knight, so I decided that I was going to create a Roman Show theme song from The Dark Knight scene. And, just wanted to have a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of intensity in that track, and that's what I wanted to bring about and just have a really big opening for you.
Oh, man, and it's all intense. It is just like this show. And, Mikey, I want to let the world know, as I know you've done some themes for Invicta FC, and you're doing for Mark Hunt. Where can fighters who want their own theme song, where can they visit, where can they reach you?
The easiest thing to do, I mean, I'm pretty much everywhere now. If you go into Google and you type in Mikey Ruckus, MikeyRuckus, all the stuff that I do, all the different pages that I'm on, you can find me there. I'm on Twitter at Mikey Ruckus. You can find all of my work, all of the music that I've done at soundclick.com/Mikey Ruckus. So it's soundclick.com/Mikey Ruckus. I just finished up Colin Freak Show Fletcher's walkout song for UFC 158 with his fight against Mike Ricci. So that's up there. That's exploded out of the gate. I dropped that one over the weekend, and it's getting a lot of good feedback. A lot of people are really jumping on that thing. Freak Show has a very interesting persona, and a lot of people want to know what he's about. So good stuff.
Mackie, I came ready, man. And you know what? Let's stop the talking. Let's let the people hear the official Roman Show theme song right now. Here you go, provided by Mikey Ruckus. Get, you know, if you need your own theme song, this is the man to go to. I'm just going to play the damn thing. Let's get it started. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it because we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we climb shots as you lick at your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solo will drop.
Yeah,
it's time to lock and time to knock. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we're going to curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, rise, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack, the world will know. MMA is pro wrestling, I can't show. Platform designed for us, Roman Show. We're gonna make the world stop, know that name. In the group, we're not afraid to rip this game. Brandy's a bogey, you all look the same. We don't rock and one of our shells, break the brain. Coming if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance for the word about the
Roman Show.
Coming if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance for the word about the
Roman Show.
To everyone listening right now, I just suggest you to check your pulse right now, because if you are not intense right now, if you're not pumped, if you're not ready to go out there and kick someone's ass, then you're not human. That right there, guys, is the official Roman Show theme song brought to you by Mikey Ruckus. Mikey, awesome work, dude. I can't even put words on how much I want to thank you, dude.
Thank you, man. It was a pleasure. You know, like I said, you were one of the first to kind of reach out and give me a platform to kind of come and talk about what it is that I do. So that's just kind of my way of giving back. I had a blast with it, man. I really enjoyed it.
Ah, man, my pleasure, dude. Mikey, and anytime you want to come on here and let us know on your next work, please feel free to do so, dude. As you said, you're going to hear a theme song on UFC 158. Any other stuff you're going to be working on? Or any big – and then you're trying – to get the whole deal with the UFC and let some official theme songs. I mean, where are we at right now with that?
Well, so we're a few different places. Of course, I'm one of the only independent artists that's actually approved to have their music in the UFC in terms of walkouts. I am in constant contact with production staff, with live operations, as well as with primetime shows and the countdowns and stuff like that to do some freelance stuff. That's still in the processes. And I talk to different fighters here and there. I'd really like to try to step that up and talk with some of the major management companies that represent the fighters themselves and really take that to a higher level. But in terms of just working everything, I kind of stayed busy with it. I just finished up the theme song for Hard Knocks Fighting Championship out of Canada. They actually broadcast on ESPN Canada. There's a lot of different things in the works with some other fighters. I'm actually working with Darren Cruikshank. We're not quite complete yet, but he's got a 158 fight as well. Going back and forth with Mark Hunt now, he's actually working with a media company in Australia that's been getting him some stuff going on the land down under, and it's been really tough to catch up with him concerning this fight. So we should know something here within the next 24, 48 hours. Normally, I'm done with the work a couple of weeks ahead of time, but we're kind of getting down to the wire here. And there's some changes going on, some things that he's working on and stuff, and they've got him running pretty crazy right now, because this is a big fight for him coming up this weekend. And, of course, I'm in talks with a few of the girls at Invicta FC for Invicta 5. I'm not going to give away any names just yet, but if things work out the way they're going right now, I'll have some walkout songs for some pretty well-known fighters on that Invicta 5 card, and I'll just kind of leave it at that.
Awesome, Mikey, man. Thanks very much, dude. And good luck with everything. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon on the Roman Show.
Most definitely, buddy. If you need anything, give me a holler.
Well, thank you, my man. Have a good night.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Well, then you heard it, Guillermo. Tell me about that theme song, man.
Yeah, it was definitely very good. You know, it's good that people that we have on the show are succeeding. So I'm very, very happy for them. And hopefully we get some more success stories like that as our show keeps growing.
Yeah, man, absolutely awesome. Man, I tell you, when I first heard the song, it was actually on Saturday. And, you know, he emailed me the sample. I was actually having dinner. And I pulled out the email, loaded it up on my iPhone, and I said, no way, and here it is. And I swear to you, I just wanted to go out there and just Superman punch someone that was next to me. Because the song is just so damn intense, you know, with the Dark Knight theme song and the lyrics that it says. It is awesome. I love it. I really do think it identifies the program. I hope you guys like that as well. We're going to try to put this thing up on iTunes, and you can download it for yourself. Put it as your ringtone, whatever you want to do with it. Knock yourself out. But we're going to work on putting it on iTunes so you guys can download it for your own pleasure. Heck, if you want to drive around in your city pumping the Roman Show theme song, that's awesome too. Knock yourself out. This is the Roman Show. Really, truly appreciate all the support that you guys have given us throughout the year. And by the way, Jim, you know that we are reaching our 200th episode already here in the show.
Wow, I can't believe it's been that long, man. I mean, you mean with the wrestling show as well, right?
Correct.
Roman, you there?
Yeah, correct. With the wrestling show.
Oh, with the wrestling show. So I thought you meant MMA. I thought you meant MMA shows. Yeah, MMA shows we've done for what? MMA was probably, what, closer to 100 or, you
close
know,
to
100, something like that.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, close to 100, but
yeah,
reaching 200.
Big accomplishment. Yeah.
That 200
great,
episodes, man. And a long list of guests that we have had here on the show. So I can't begin to say thanks to all those guys that have come out here and ladies. In fact, again, we're going back. I know you were away in Australia, but when Invicta FC was coming on, I mean, we were just one of the few shows that were having these ladies on the show. I think it was after, it might have been Invicta 1, but Invicta 2. Yeah, Invicta FC 2. We were having a long list of ladies. Every week we would have one or two ladies here on the show, and everyone had an opportunity to know who these ladies were, and look at them now. Invicta FC is well known. UFC has jumped on ship as far as women's MMA, as we saw this past weekend. So we have definitely done something different from the other programs. We are MMA, but we do things a little different. In fact, when you were away too, Guillermo, we had a psychologist who called in and let us know how fighters should deal with, say, their money. And this all happened because of the old Mayhem Miller thing when he went berserk over there in a church and he got naked with a fire extinguisher. So we decided to bring in a psychologist or a therapist to give us his point of view as far as how to deal with mental problems or mental issues. And he was here. So we definitely are a little bit different than what you find here in Block Talk Radio and everything else on the net. So we are the Roman Show, and this is what we do. We do things different. And with that being said, we're going to go to a small break. Josh Bittman was on the line. I don't know what happened to him. Hopefully he'll call right back. But we're also going to get hold of Jorge Masvidal here on the Roman Show. Be right back with more action.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Yeah.
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business?
Hey, this is Jacob Sisteran here. And if you guys really want to listen to the good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Little Wayne there and Kevin Rudolph. Don't know what happened to Kevin Rudolph, but Little Wayne has been in the news lately. talking a lot of garbage about the Miami Heat, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade. You know, I can still hear
that music in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I love music, but I'd love to see Lil Wayne at an MMA fight. And I'd like to hear him talk crap. I don't think he'll do it.
I don't think that would be smart.
Yeah, he'll get hit in the face or something like that for talking garbage. You know that? Lil Wayne and talking some smack about the Miami Heat and so forth. Hey, we're waiting to full call. Josh Berkman was on the line. I don't know what happened there. But hopefully we'll get him on the show again. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH. Special thanks again to Mike Uruk, as he just informed me that you'll be able to download the complete Roman Show theme song on his website. You're going to have to go to his website, and you'll be able to download it for free, so you can have it for yourself. Put it on your iPad, or your iPod or iPhone or Droid or whatever the heck you have, and you can jam to it. And that is just absolutely awesome, dude. Absolutely amazing. I'm pumped every time I hear that damn thing. In fact, you could have caught me working out to that song the other day. It's a cool beat, man. It's a cool beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's great, man. Like, you know, sometimes I wonder what my walkout song would be if I was a fighter, man. I was thinking, what, Mudvayne Not Falling, man. That would be a good one, you know.
Oh,
or maybe 5 Minutes Alone by Pantera.
Oh, 5 minutes of the Pantera, oof.
Because that'd be perfect, because it's 5 minutes each round. So, I mean, that makes total sense.
It does. It sure does.
Yeah, it'd be good. Mudvayne Not Falling, you know, I stand, I'm not falling down. That makes sense, man.
Yeah. Well, Demetrius Johnson has injured, so he won't be defending his title against John Moroga. So he is off the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale, but I know they added Uriah Faber versus
Scott
Jurgensen. Now, Jurgensen loses. I think you and I were talking about this. It's a very, very, very meaningful fight because either one of these guys, they got to win. They haven't been doing too
well. He won his last fight, but prior to that, he had lost two in a row. So, you know, yeah, it's very important for him. You don't want to lose 3 out of 4, especially with the way things are with UFC cutting people. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough fight for him, though. Uriah Faber is very, very, very good. He only loses to the best. So, it's going to be a real hard fight for Jorgensen.
Yeah, and also, we started off earlier talking about UFC 157 and Ronda Rousey being the champ. But Alexis Davis is saying that, you know, I'm ranked higher, that the UFC should give her a shot at Rousey. Although, you know, Misha Tate is going to fight the Zagano, so the winner of that actually is going to get Rousey. But Davis is saying, hey, you know, put me in there. I'm ranked higher. Again, we're going through the ranking system.
I don't know, man. I really feel that Misha Tate, Kat Zingano winner should get that shot. You know, Kat is, I believe, 9-0. Misha Tate's a former Strikeforce champ. She's the one that got beat by Rousey for the title. So, I mean, in my opinion, Misha Tate's really up there, whether the rankings say or not. So I believe that the winner of that fight should definitely get a shot. Alexis Davis, you know, the way that I feel about her is that she's a great fighter, but I believe that you got to get at least one victory in the UFC before you earn that shot. And that's the way I feel about it. She's 17-5, you know, so it's not like she's undefeated and everybody's like buzzing about her. I think she needs to get one victory to show the UFC what she's made of, and then maybe she can make that argument.
Yeah, so we'll see about that, but Misha Tate could possibly be it, or Sedano could be up next. It's going to be a good fight coming up as they're the next ladies to get in a UFC card and fight. I want to also talk to you about Bellator. We saw poor King Mo, man. He got knocked out
yeah,
last Thursday in the Bellator fight.
That was a great knockout. And I talked to you about this before that tournament started. I was telling you, man, you know, Bellator is putting all their eggs in this one basket, hoping that King Mo becomes a champ and becomes like this great legend that will bring all these ratings to Bellator, along, you know, with doing his TNA wrestling. And I was telling you, man, this is not going to work out, because if he's dividing his time between TNA and between MMA, that means that MMA is probably not getting the attention it needs in the training room, and that he's going to suffer in the cage for that. And that's exactly what ended up happening. You know, he's saying he just got caught, that he didn't make a mistake. It's just, you know, unlucky. But I'm telling you, I'm not completely certain that King Mo will ever win a tournament if he keeps on dividing his time this way. He's more than capable. He's so talented, he could easily do it. But if you don't pay full attention to this work, you're going to get killed. You know, so, and that's exactly what ended up happening. He got knocked out viciously. I'll admit it was kind of a lucky punch, it looked like, but it caught him straight, you know, right on the chin.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's reach out to Jorge Masvidal, George Masvidal, local fighter down here from South Florida, who has now made it to the UFC. He was also at Strikeforce, got a shot against Gilbert Melendez. And at one point, you know, he's considered a YouTube sensation, though. Is he getting his props from the MMA community? We're going to hear from him. He's training over there at the American Top Team. Because we're reaching out to him, he had informed me that he was training, so hopefully he is done with that. And again, apologize today, guys. None of the guests hasn't really come through. It happens sometimes.
You have reached the voicemail box of
304. Probably a little busy there. Hopefully we'll get back to him soon. But George Masvidal, and you know, Guillermo, and I think about the whole YouTube sensation, because, you know, you got to include in there Kimbo Slice, of course, you know, Masvidal. But some of these guys have made a name for themselves and are legit, including Masvidal. I mean, the guy started out in the backyard. You know, he started out in the backyard knocking people out with no proper training. And look at him now. At one point, he was fighting for the lightweight title in Strikeforce against Gilbert Melendez. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's done real good for himself, you know. It's actually kind of funny because, you know, like you mentioned, he got started off on these backyard fights on YouTube. But actually, his most famous YouTube video is him getting choked out by Toby Amata. That's probably gotten more hits than, like, most videos ever, even the Kimbo ones. So, yeah, I mean, YouTube had a lot to do with his gaining popularity, but his subsequent career has been very good. He's only lost to the best, like, since that loss to Amata. He's only lost to Palomino, which we know very well is one of the best fighters here in South Florida. He lost to Paul Daly, who's one of the best fighters, period. He's one top five in the welterweight division. And he lost to Gilbert Melendez, who's arguably the number one or two lightweight in the world. So, I mean, he's definitely proven himself. He's beaten KJ Nunes and, you know, Billy Evangelista and several, and Satoru Kitaoka, one of the best Japanese fighters in the world. So he's definitely proven that he's more than just a backyard fighter. He's a mixed martial artist.
That's right. And it took him some time, but I think now he has gotten that respect. Let's reach out to him right now again. Jorge Masvidal, who is training. He's getting ready for his UFC debut in April. And that's UFC on Fox, actually, 7. Henderson versus Melendez, and it's going to be on April 20th. George.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Welcome to the Roman Show again, dude. And first and foremost, I want to congratulate you, man. You're in the UFC, dude. You know, I've interviewed you several times. I know you've been wanting to go there. Finally, you're there. You know, what were your first what came out of your head, man, when they first informed you you're going to the UFC?
I'm going to get paid.
You started thinking money the first time around.
Say it again?
You started thinking money the first time around.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm going to get paid as soon as they told me that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get real money now.
Yeah, Jared, it has been a little frustrating for you because, you know, you got injured a couple of times. They couldn't fight you an opponent and so forth. But finally you get here. You know, I guess that's, you know, what they say, patience is a virtue. And you waited, but, you know, you didn't get a fight. But you landed in the UFC. Was that frustrating for you that you didn't get a fight and you wanted to fight, and at one point you thought about going overseas and fighting over there?
Yeah, it was definitely like frustrating because the November show got canceled and I needed a fight, and then I finally get a fight and I go back into training, and like a couple weeks in I get injured. I mess with my back, so it's like extra frustrating. You know, I haven't had a fight in so long. I got to fight once last year, and then I finally get a fight, and then I can't even, you know, follow through on it. So it was discouraging, but now everything's good, you know, so I'm going to kick some butt, man, get this money.
That's right. George, you're going to be on UFC on Fox 7. Now, you're going to be part of the main card. This is going to be on Fox. And you're fighting Tim Means. Tim Means, actually, he was supposed to fight Teo Trujillo, but he had the whole falling in the sauna incident. But what can you tell us about Tim Means?
Not more than you can tell us, man. I don't know nothing about him. Just that he's a white guy and he's 6'2". You know, that's all I know about him.
Well, did you know about the whole sauna incident that he fell and he couldn't make it to the fight?
Yeah. Somebody told me about it. He knocked himself out. You know, hopefully that don't happen before we fight.
But now, George, you're training over there at American Top Team. What can you tell us? You know, you started off here in the beginning. You had some backyard fights here on YouTube and so forth. You've come a long way, man. Do you feel now that by now you've gotten that respect from the MMA community as a fighter and as a mixed martial artist, not just a backyard fighter?
Can I curse on your radio? Like, can I speak my mind, or I gotta, like, is there kids listening? Or is this like a late night show?
It's a late night show, but try to keep it a
real. If I can keep it real, I'll tell you, man, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks, man, with the MMA community thing, because, you know, everybody be flip-flopping their opinions. There's so many guys in the ranking. I'm just so happy. There's so many guys in the ranking that have been ahead of me for years. I just can't wait to fight them, take their head off, and then people start putting me in the stupid rankings. And I don't want to be a part of no rankings anymore, you know, because I've been good. I've been this good for a long time. It's not like I just got good now overnight and I'm in the UFC. I've been good, you know. I just wasn't in the UFC because I got different venues appeared at the time, you know. But, man, I'm ready to kick some butt. And all these so-called Billy Badasses, man, I can't wait to shut them down, man. I'm going to be raping dudes in there. They're just throwing money at me. And I'm going to show you what I mean as soon as I get, you know, the ball rolling, man. I'm going to just get this easy money right now while I'm young, man.
Hey, you're right. Last time when I saw that fight with you and Melendez, man, you look great there, dude. You really did, and I know you're gonna do a good job with the UFC. Yeah, we have a question for George.
Yeah, George. You know, when the UFC originally came out with a list of fighters that were coming over from Strikeforce to the UFC, your name was not originally on there. Can you explain to us what happened and how the negotiations came about for you to come over?
My manager and them had to just talk back and forth. Obviously, I wanted to go UFC, and so did my manager. There's nothing better to do, but, we're just waiting for everything to be right, and, that's it, you know, but, they had told me, though, that I was already in the UFC before that list came out, yeah. So when that list came out, we were, like, a little weird. My manager, actually asked him, was there a problem, and he said, no, it's just, they, from what they told us, that list had nothing to do with them, that list just got out. But before that list got out, they had already told me we were in 100%, you know.
Now, George, with all the recent cuts in the UFC, do you worry that you're on a short leash here? If you lose, you might get cut right away.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't worry about losing, but I just, you know, it's live or die, you know, every situation. You got to win a fight and just put it in your head that if you win, you live, and if you lose, you die, you know. So, I mean, the getting cut doesn't really cross my mind, you know.
Yeah, now you got in there with Gilbert Melendez, you know, you gave him a hard fight. Now Gilbert's fighting Ben Henderson. Do you have a prediction for that fight?
I don't know, man. Melendez is tricky, you know. He's like a comedian. He can switch up his style real well. I don't know. I think it's gonna be a good fight. I think Henderson's a better grappler, a little better wrestler, maybe. I definitely think Melendez got the edge on the feet, and both of the cardio is really good, you know. I want to see who's going to be able to really out-wrestle who, you know, if Henderson's going to be able to take down Melendez or is Melendez going to be able to take him down. I think that'll make the biggest difference in the fight.
Now now you got this UFC contract, how often do you want to fight? Every 3-4 months, or how often do you want to fight in the UFC here?
In a perfect scenario, I ain't got no injuries, I'm fighting 4 times a year minimum. You know, I'd like to fight 5, but that's, you know, that's a good busy schedule. If I could just fight 4, that's the minimum I'm going to fight, you know.
And George, I wanted to ask you because there was a rumor going on, and it was really never a 7 stone. I know you fought Luis Papun Palomino, you got a loss, and I remember interviewing you one day, and he even told me right after the fight, you know, I didn't know you won fights by running away, and I remember that quote because it was just hilarious the way he told me that. But at one point, was this fight being considered when you didn't have a fight and you were Strikeforce? Was it being considered you fighting Palomino here in South Florida? Is that true?
Okay, the last part again, you were breaking up?
Yeah. Was it true that at one point recently it was considered you and Palomino fighting in South Florida while you were looking for a fight because Strikeforce wasn't giving you? Is that true?
I've been dying to get that fight and just break his face wide open, you know? But, I mean, just things happened and we couldn't get the fight set up. But, yeah, man, I was dying to bust his face open, man.
How close was it? Because I know a lot of people want to see you here.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he's always talking about his MMA Masters gym, like they're the greatest thing on earth, and giving these speeches after the shows, you know? And now he's over at American Top Team training and stuff, and I'm just, like, weirded out. I'm like, man, what are you doing here? You know, I thought you had the best gym in the country. What are you doing here all of a sudden stepping down to number two gym in the world, you know? But whatever, life is funny, you know?
So do you train with him by any chance, or are you guys cool?
No, I ain't got to train with him yet, you know, that the coaches don't put us together yet, but I'm you know, I'm weaseling my way in the mix. I'm sure I'll be training with him soon enough.
And you're cool with him. I mean, I'll beef aside.
I'm not cool with him. I don't got a problem with the kid either. I care less from if he becomes a millionaire or he doesn't do anything in the sport. It's just that I want to just rough him up, you know?
Gotcha, boy, George. Well, dude, I want to wish you good luck, man, coming to UFC on Fox 7. Really pumped up to see you in action at the UFC. I really want to tip my hat off to you, man. You come a long way. And I know you're representing that 305 quite well, dude. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say thanks to God, man, for everything. And, hey, thank you for having me on the show. Again, man, you're always looking out for me, man. I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a million, man.
Thanks a lot, dude. And go
hey,
pick somebody in the UFC, man. Thanks,
you know,
man.
Have a good night, y'all.
We'll do that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting point there, Guillermo, of him and Luis Boom Palomino, because those two, man, and I want to see that fight again. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen now unless, you know, Baboon gets signed to the UFC. But
well, he just lost his last fight, so I don't see how that's going to happen. You know, Baboon got to get a few wins in a row. It seems like every time Baboon gets like 3 or 4 wins in a row, he loses one, you know? He's got like a curse. I don't know if he's ever going to make it. You know, I hope he does, but we saw that in his last fight that he's got a lot of flaws on the ground, bro. That guy took him down and he couldn't get up. You know, and that was a real problem.
Yeah, that was definitely the big factor there, the reason why he didn't win that fight. Buscapé's, Firmino's ground game was just amazing. He literally did anything he wanted to do with it. He really did.
Yeah, Palomino's only chance to win that fight was to keep it standing. And there's only one round in the fight, which was the fourth round, where Buscapé was a little tired, that it stayed standing for any amount of time. And in that time, Palomino did great, but the rest of the fight, he was just getting taken down, and he couldn't get up. I mean, he literally was down for entire rounds until the end of the round, just trying to survive.
Yep, he sure was. All right, let's reach out to Alana Jones. She's fighting at TFA 10 this Saturday, guys. Tweet us the second guest on the Roman Show. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to TFA 10. You can watch it also on ustream.com/TFA fights. Less than $8, man. You can watch some great MMA action. They're going to have the inaugural women's tournament for $20,000 and a CFA women's featherweight title. Pumped to see those girls fight, man. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for Saturday at the Bank United Center.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system. All right,
what's
that?
Alana Jones.
Tune again. Alana, she just flew into South Florida. So we're trying to reach out to her. Hopefully we can in just a few minutes, Guillermo. As I mentioned, the CFA, we're going to have eight women fighting, actually. We're going to have 4 women fights at the show this Saturday. And if you look at the names, get used to them because you're going to know who they are. These ladies are coming to play. One that comes to mind, we've interviewed here, Kelsey DeSantis, and also Peggy Morgan and Revelina Bertel. We interviewed her a while ago. She's actually undefeated, 3-0. You know, women always come and bring it all the time. I've never seen a boring woman's fight. It's always exciting. And Guillermo, I don't know if you agree with me with that, but what is it about women, man? They just bring the heat every single fight, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do. And I think it's because they feel like they have something to prove, you know, like that, you know, for hundreds, thousands of years, women have been viewed as, you know, weak. And, you know, the hard, violent stuff is for the men to handle. And I think that they have to come out and prove to everybody that that's not the case, that they can be tough as well. And, you know, they understand that for their part of the sport to grow, they have to convince people of that. You know, people already know that men are tough, but they have to prove it themselves. Like, they have to fight real hard to get people to believe that they belong there. And I think that's what we see every time women fight.
Yeah, all right, let's try reaching out again to Alana Jones here in the Roman Show. As Thad stated, she was just a
Uriah to South Florida. She fights Kelsey Dos Santos this Saturday at TFA 10. She's coming all the way from Michigan. So she went from the cold winter to the heat. Oh, actually, we're getting cold weather this weekend here in South Florida. Hey, in the 40s.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
You better
is not available. At the
you better get your jackets, man. Dress up like Eskimos, like we do out here in South Florida with 45-degree weather.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
It's going to get cold out here tonight.
Oh, is it?
Tomorrow,
I thought that was going to be like on Saturday or something. It was going to get cold.
Sorry, tomorrow is going to be chilly. And you know how we South Floridians do it here, you know? We bring out like 5 sweaters and big, gigantic jackets that we only use once in a lifetime. Wear boots. All that stuff. We love to exaggerate out here in South Florida. Let's get a quick little break here, and we'll be right back with more action on the Roman show as we are waiting to get a hold of Alana Jones, who fights at TFA 10 this Saturday. We'll be right back.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
We're going to skate to one song only.
So I ball so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. The first nigga got to find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me?
All right, GMO. Opening up to Jay-Z. What is going to be a tour with Justin Timberlake? What a weird tour. I don't even understand that one, man. JD and Justin Timberlake? A little odd.
Yeah, it is. I didn't really like that song, man. I didn't like it at all.
No? You didn't like Niggas in Paradise? I like that song.
I don't, man.
You talking about the Justin Timberlake and JD one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Suit and Tie, okay. Yeah, I don't like that one.
It was
a weird combo.
It didn't quite work for me, man. You know, not at all.
Hmm.
Not that I'm into their music anyway, but I mean, I really didn't like that. So I couldn't even. I turn it off every time it comes on the radio.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just very weird to see Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. It's just weird. You got pop, and you got hip hop.
It didn't really work for me at all, man. You know, it didn't. Yeah, but like I said, I'm not into either one of their music anyway, but that one I thought was especially terrible. I didn't find it to be that catchy at all.
Hmm. Well, the beat is pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, I never listened to it long enough to even recognize that. That's about it. Like, I heard it on the award show, the Grammys or whatever, like a couple weeks ago, but that was about it.
Right. Well, I want to mention, man, that Matt Riddle, even though he won, he tested positive for marijuana, so he's out. He's out of there. You think, like, the World Series of Fighting will pick him up?
Matt Riddle, yeah, he could be picked up by anybody. It's actually going to be weird for him, though, because he's one of the few fighters in UFC history to have only fought for the UFC. He didn't fight on any regional shows before. He literally went on to the Ultimate Fighter before he ever fought a pro bout. And then went into the UFC from there. So, like, literally every one of his fights has been with the UFC and the UFC only. So it's going to be really unusual for him to actually have to fight for someone else. And he's probably not going to get anywhere near the money he was getting, unfortunately. I hope the pot was worth it, you know?
Well, he said that he was going to calm down on the smoking, but he was not going to change his mind of supporting it. But that's a bit him in the butt, right?
He said he was going to stop smoking 3 weeks before the fight until the fight was over, and then he'd go back to smoking after the fight. But I guess that wasn't long enough for it to clear his system.
He is hooked. Let's try one more time with Alana Jones, who fights at CFA 10. Hopefully she'll try to the phone line. She fights this upcoming weekend, Saturday. By the way, guys, we just received a link where you can download the theme song of the Roman Show. You can check it out there on our Facebook. We're also going to tweet it right now just a little bit. And you can download the entire theme song right there. And then
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
She's a little busy there. We tried reaching out to Alana. We have supposed to have Josh Brooklyn. We apologize for those two. Nonetheless, we've had a great show. A lot of information out there getting you geared up for this weekend. We got the UFC in Japan. So you got UFC on Fuel TV. And you got Vanderlei Silva versus Brian Stann, Mark Hunt versus Stefan Struve, Takanori Gomi versus Diego Sanchez, Hector Lombard versus Oshino Kami, and a whole long list of fights there. Hey, you know, why? I'm so confused. Why would they have Hector? Not even the co-main event. They got Lombard all the way down there in the main card.
Well, I mean, I can understand why Brian Stann, Vanderlei Silva would be the main event. I mean, those are two very popular fighters. I can understand why Mark Hunt, Stefan Struve would be the co-main event. They're heavyweights, and somebody's going to get knocked out, you know, probably. You know, and those two guys are very exciting fighters. They finish people. So I can understand why that would be up there, you know, just for the excitement reasons. But I don't remember. What is the third fight on that card?
Is Takanori Gomi versus Diego Sanchez.
See, you know, both of those guys can be exciting, but I can understand why that would be, because Gomi's from Japan, and they're in Japan. So that makes sense as well, you know, why that would be ahead of the fight. You know, the other reason is that, you know, Yushin Okami, you know, he's Japanese. He's got to be on the main card as well. But, like, just, you know, Yushin Okami is the type of fighter that he wins by, you know, controlling you and taking you down and things like that. And I can understand why that would probably bring the fight downwards on the card. But, I mean, you know, Lombard is not one of those guys that's easily taken down. And he goes for the kill. He throws bombs. And I've been hearing a lot of people say lately that they think Okami's going to win. Like, Chael Sonnen said he thought Okami was going to win. I've heard that from a few other people. But I believe that Lombard will catch Okami, man. If both knocked out Okami, you're telling me that Lombard won't? You know, Lombard will probably knock his head off.
Right. Well, we're going to see it this Saturday, so make sure you tune in as well. So you got a whole lot of MMA this weekend, and tomorrow night you got the Bellator coming out there. There's Christian Mbumba versus Tilibe for the light heavyweight title. And then you have the continuation there of the lightweight tournament semifinals, which is everything's going to be on Spike TV starting at 8 p.m. Well, with that being said, Guillermo, I want to wrap up the show. Make sure if you're out there at CFA, you snap a picture of the Roman Show banner. If you do, tweet it. We'll hook you up with a T-shirt. We'll hook up with the T-shirts, and you can enjoy it for yourselves. Just show up there. I know you and me are looking forward to it, man. We'll get some great seats. You know, I'll have the opportunity and of calling, actually, the action that night, so you can hear me live on the Ustream feed as I call the fights that night at CFA 10. But if you're in the area, man, just swing by, say hi. Take a picture or two with Guillermo and myself, and we'll have a little fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be great, man. I'm really looking forward to it. And, well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, usually there's a lot of fights on the card. We, you know, we usually, what, 5, 6, 7 hours of fights, man. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's 10 fights. There's 10 fights scheduled right now as we speak. And that is where it's left off with the main event, McSweeney versus Sparing. And then we got the women's tournament. That's 4 fights right there. We're going to have Oscar Delgado. That guy's known for his knockouts. That's going to be a good one. We have, what else do we have? We have, well, we're going on the list, actually. I've been pulling it up here. My producer is pulling up the fight card, the most recent one, obviously. But they have 10 fights is what they have right now. And I'm sure there'll be some surprises. Maybe we'll have, like, some of the champions call out another guy or whatnot.
So it's always a lot of fun. It's always entertaining. But the fight card that they got right now, as I mentioned, you got McSweeney versus Staring, the main event. Jones versus DeSantis, the co-main event. Morgan versus Revelino Berto. Oscar Delgado versus Brian Bird. Ashley Evans-Smith versus Tori Adams. That's a good one. Ashley is a tri-state wrestling champ. Fallon Fox versus Erica Newsom. Joy Rodriguez versus Shaw Babanis. Both these two guys have been talking smack about each other. In fact, Shaw has said that he likes his fighters like he loves his women, young and dumb. So Joy just replied, listen, the only thing you're going to be getting is your Medicare check after it beats you up. So these guys are going at it. You have Kamaruz Usman versus the Jose Caceres. Last fight for the Caceres didn't go too well. Hopefully he'll have a fight here. Luke Jackson versus Jake Gumbos and Jacob Bernal versus Guillermo Marin. Actually, Guillermo, do you know this Guillermo Marin, I don't know who he is. It's the first time I hear of him. He went to Coral Park.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But while we were there or later on? While we were there
later
on?
Yeah, he graduated in 2001.
Ah. What's his name again?
Guillermo Marin.
Yeah, doesn't sound familiar.
No, yeah, pretty. I was like, whoa, this guy went to it's pretty weird, you know. If heck, if you know of any fighters that you went to high school with us, please share. I'd like to hear some stories. Maybe you might remember this guy, how he was. You know,
I mean, like the only people I could imagine becoming fighters would be the wrestlers that were in the school. That's about it.
Yeah.
But you know them better than I do.
Yes, I did. But actually, there's one that Chris. He became an MMA fighter. I'll talk to him about the leader. We're going to reach to Alana Jones.
Hello.
Hey, Alana, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for taking some time. Now, you came already. You're in South Florida now, right?
Yeah.
And so you were recently at the gym getting trained again for your last preparation before your fight?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You putting in your last preparation before your fight this Saturday?
Yes.
So tell us about your fight coming up against Kelsey DeSantis. Kelsey, you know, we had another show here. She said she's known for her Muay Thai, her stand-up game. She just saw a tall girl. How are you preparing for this fight? Come CFA 10 this Saturday night.
I'm preparing real hard, training for everything, striking, ground. I've seen some video on her. She's got some good striking on her. I'm just prepared to go in there, fight my hardest, and try to come up with the win.
Now, they've definitely been promoting Kelsey as a top fighter. So she has a lot of hype. Is that in any way, shape, or form mean anything to you, or are you just coming out here just to give her a bad day?
The goal is always to give my opponent a bad day. I'm not too worried about her height. I mean, I've fought girls that were way taller than me either way. So, like I said, I'm just prepared for a fight, and that's it.
Gotcha. And now you have a little bit more experience than her because you do have two professional MMA fights. On the contrary to her, this is your pro debut. Do you feel yourself that you have the advantage here because you've been there? You've been there and done that as far as making your debut?
I would say if I have an advantage, but, you know, that, like I said, does give me a little bit an edge over. But I'm sure these girls, you know, they're coming out here and they're training hard. And, I mean, I'm not saying I got the upper hand or anybody or nothing like that. But,
gotcha.
I mean, it's whatever. I think they're going to be prepared for me, and I'm going to be prepared for them, so.
Gotcha, Guillermo.
Yeah, now, Alana, you know, Kelsey has had many scheduled opponents for this fight. They seem to have all fallen through. Do you see any problems with, you know, taking this fight on short notice? Do you think that'll cause you any problems?
No. No, I'm always in the gym training, prepared for any fight that may come up short notice, so I don't think that's going to cause me any problems.
Gotcha. Now, in your last pro fight, you suffered your first professional loss. Can you tell us what you've learned from that and what adjustments you've made since that time?
I learned a lot from it. The last fight, the weight cut was pretty hard for me, but I got arm bar, so I learned not to lean my arm out and watch my reaching. And I got back in the gym and started working on my defense on that. So, and yeah, I definitely learned more from a loss than a win.
Gotcha. Now, can you tell us about how this opportunity came about? How did you find out about it? Did you go after it, or did you get contacted by CFA? How did this all come about?
My manager told me about it and asked me if I wanted to do a 45 fight. And I didn't know a whole lot about CFA, but some like friend of mine told me it's a huge promotion and it'll be a great opportunity for me. So I just decided to just go ahead and, you know, get in the tournament and see what comes from it. I'm pretty excited to fight for CFA.
And Alana, if you were to win this fight, of course you're going to be getting the title, but $20,000, what is your first plan to do, to spend on your $20,000?
$20,000 is a lot of money. I have to do a lot with it. Put a lot of it towards my career, help me continue on training, maybe travel to different gyms, and you know, it would just go towards my training and my MMA career and just probably helping a lot of folks.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you go to school? Do you have any children? Are you married?
Not married, no children. Working, not in school right now. Just working, and then basically that's all I do is work and train a lot. So that's about it.
And where do you work?
I work at this company called Pfizer. They make pharmaceutical drugs.
So you work at the pharmacy?
Yes, you work at Pfizer, Roman.
It's kind of like they make they make medicines and stuff for like surgical equipment. So they meet.
So you have a full time job or part time job?
It's a full time job.
So wow, I mean that's a lot of work. You have a full time job and then you go to the gym. So many hours do you spend in the gym?
We spend the gym about 3 hours a day.
Wow. Now any of your coworkers have you come to work the next day with a black eye or some bruises or anything and do all them know that you're a father and are they supporting you?
Not yet. They haven't seen no black eyes yet. They all know I fight. They watch a couple of my fights on YouTube, so they think it's kind of cool, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna be watching on Ustream as this fight coming up. So they like it.
How about your parents? They're also gonna be watching it as well, or are they coming down here?
My mom will be watching it. From Ustream, and you know, my mom loves what I do. She loves coming to my fights, and she supports me 100%.
Really, that's interesting that you say that because you know, with moms, you know, whether it's a boy or a girl, but they will be a nervous wreck to watch their child get in a fight. But you say that your mom is all for it. She's cool with it.
Yeah, she's cool with it. Definitely don't want to see me get hurt badly, but you know, she came to most of my fights and supported me.
Wow. Look at that. That's always good to have that support. Well, Alana, I want to thank you so much for taking some time and speaking to us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Like thank CFA for the opportunity. My teammates at Salados, MMA, my coach, Leroy Ortega, and my friends and family, Nick and Ben, Sonya, and Bianca, and that's it.
Alana,
thank you for having me on the show.
No worries. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow at the press conference. Truly appreciate you and for coming down on the show, and good luck to you in the tournament.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
There you go. Alana Jones is fighting Kelsey DeSantis at CFA 10 this Saturday. Very humble young lady, you know, and we'll be able to see her in action, Guillermo. Good show today. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Talking to me, man? Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to the fights this weekend. It's going to be hard, man. We got to go to the CFA fights, but then we got, you know, UFC on at the same time. So we're going to have to record those fights. But it's going to be an exciting weekend of fights. So hopefully everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Don't miss it, guys. Ustream.com/CFA fights. Less than $8. You'll watch the entire show. And then, obviously, you got the UFC show on Fuel TV. So we got a whole lot of MMA. And then tomorrow you got Bellator. With that being said, thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week, Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. And then on Wednesday, we are back here on The Roman Show with perhaps Josh Berkman and also Chris Cyborg's opponent at Invicta FC 5. And I'm talking about none other than India. Yeah, Gomez, whatever it is, the Brazilian girl. India Gomez, she'll be on the show here to talk about her fight against Chris Cyborg. And let me tell you, we all know that Chris Cyborg is a strong girl. And you and myself, Guillermo, have actually met her in person. But let me tell you, take a look at India Gomez. She is just as strong. So Chris Cyborg could have a tough night at Invicta T5. So we'll be talking to her. Speaks Portuguese. But thankfully, we're going to have a translator on board. Always very helpful. Unless you know a couple of words in Portuguese, Guillermo.
No idea, bro. No idea about that.
Well, dude, I'll see you Saturday. Check in next Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we'll see you at the show. If you see us out there, come out, say hi, take some pictures. If you missed anything of the show, don't worry about it. RodolphRoman.com. You can catch the entire archive. Thanks for the support. We leave you with the official Roman Show theme song. Again, thanks so very much to Mike DeRuckus. Good night, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mike DeRuckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beat, I consider the sound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it, cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, with five shots as you licking your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah,
got it a lock, and time to the knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we going to curve. With a red carpet, news break, shocking the world. Come on, ride, coming on the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
One thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching Rodolfo Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Rodolfo Roman. This your boy Kimbo Slice, 305, and we out.